Working at a construction site is not easy. The hours go on forever, and the weight of the days pile up. I can barely stay awake lately, but I have to keep going. My son was born recently, and the nights are hell. Between his crying and the long shifts, I feel like I don't know what sleep is anymore. Every time I lay my head on the pillow, I know it's only a matter of time before it happens to me again. The first time it happened to me, I didn't know what to think. I was in bed, completely motionless, and there I was, standing in the corner of the room. It wasn't exactly me, but the figure was identical to me. Same clothes and same face, except his expression. It was something else. The crooked smile, the eyes fixed on me. He never did anything else, just stared. But the feeling of being trapped, of not being able to move or scream, was enough to make me wake up drenched in sweat. Over time, things got worse. The sleep paralysis became more frequent, always with that figure peering at me from around the corner. His smile stretched as if he knew something I didn't. I would wake up feeling like I'd only slept a few minutes, but hours had passed. I don't know if it's tiredness or if something is really messing with my head, but I don't know how to go on like this anymore. At work, I try to stay focused, but my hands shake and my mind wanders. Sometimes I close my eyes for a second, and there it is again, always looking at me, always smiling. That day was just as heavy. I climbed the scaffolding, cut beams, drilled, carried materials. Everything I could do to distract myself from the sleep that was dragging me more and more strongly down. But that day, I couldn't help it. During lunch, I leaned my head against the wall. I was only going to close my eyes for a second. I was just too tired. There it was again. With sleep paralysis, I couldn't move. I saw him just standing there and watching me. But this time, there was something different. He wasn't just looking at me. He was smiling as unusual, but his body began to move slowly towards me. Somehow this time it was different. My heart was beating a mile a minute, but I couldn't scream. I couldn't move. Desperation was taking over me. I felt its presence closer to me, its breath on my face. But before I could do anything, the being turned and started to walk away. That had never happened before. It always stood there, just watching. Why was it leaving? I followed it with my eyes as it walked through the building. Suddenly, he went up some stairs and began to walk dangerously along a plank of the building, and a feeling of vertigo came over me. It was as if seeing someone just like me walking through a dangerous place affected me as well. I noticed that the rest of my companions could see him as if he were alive. Something was wrong. Terribly wrong. The fear grew bigger and bigger. I didn't understand why I was so afraid. The fear should go away with him, but it didn't. It only got worse. I felt cold air in my body and a sense of imminent death. Suddenly, I woke up with a start. I heard footsteps behind me. A fellow student, Jake, was walking towards me. He was screaming in a desperate manner. I realized he wasn't screaming because of what I saw. He was screaming for me. I snapped my eyes open as if waking from a nightmare. I looked down and felt the vertigo immediately. I was the one standing on that damn board, just like the figure in my dreams. There was no difference. My legs were shaking and the height made me dizzy. Jake kept yelling at me, but I didn't understand a word he was saying. I knew what was happening. I understood in a second what had happened. I was no longer sitting up and asleep. The dizziness, the wind, the co-workers watching me. I was never sitting with sleep paralysis. I was walking down the stairs at the construction site. And then, down that dangerous board. That demon, identical to me, had taken control of my body as I watched it. My body was unresponsive. I was trapped, frozen in place, just like in sleep paralysis. I knew that if I took one false step, I would fall. I knew I shouldn't be there, but there was nothing I could do to stop it. Panic gripped me, and with each passing second, the board beneath my feet seemed to become more unstable. Jake kept yelling at me. I could clearly hear one word. Move! I couldn't. It was as if that thing inside me had possessed me, forcing me to stand right in that spot. I felt the same smile on my face as if the demon had passed its expression to me. Suddenly, I lost my balance. The ground disappeared under my feet and everything became a blur. My body fell towards the void, but before I collapsed completely, my arm hit a metal beam, which slowed the fall. The pain was sharp, but it kept me conscious. The ground was coming up fast. I was sure it was the end. But at the last second, something or someone caught me. I fell on top of three co-workers who were lined up to break my fall. It took me a few seconds to realize what had happened. My body was shaking uncontrollably. My hands were covered in blood, but I didn't care. All I could think about was that figure. That damn thing that had been stalking me, and how it almost killed me. I felt a mixture of relief and terror, but I didn't want to talk about it. I couldn't explain it. After that day, I stopped seeing the demon in my dreams. He never appeared again, standing in the corner of the room. But something told me that he wasn't completely gone, that he was just biding his time. I can still feel his smile in my head, his gaze fixed on me as if he's still watching me from somewhere. I'm sure that sooner or later, I'll see him. I never understood who he was. Maybe I'm crazy. Hell, I'm probably completely crazy. Something between the stress of my son and sleep paralysis broke something in me. I've thought about quitting my job, but I need the money. I keep going to the construction site, but I don't trust my own eyes anymore. Every time I climb to the heights, I look up at the horizon, expecting to see something that shouldn't be there. I don't want it to come back. I don't want to feel that fear ever again.
My name is Liam, and I was 13 years old when it all started. Up until that point, my life was about as ordinary as you can imagine for a kid my age living in the suburbs of Sydney. I went to school, played soccer with my friends, and spent my afternoons surfing the internet or watching series. My parents worked most of the day, so I managed on my own at home after school. It was a typical teenager's routine. Everything seemed normal. However, one night, everything changed. It wasn't a sudden change or something I could notice right away. It started with small interruptions in my sleep. I would wake up in the middle of the night for no apparent reason, but I didn't think anything of it. I chalked it up to be tired from classes or just watching too many videos before bed. But deep down, something had been triggered. Something I didn't understand, but would slowly begin to reveal itself. Then came the sleep paralysis. The first time it happened to me was terrifying. My body was completely still, but my mind was awake. I felt something was wrong, but I couldn't move or scream. I was completely trapped in my own body. Every time I wanted to scream, my body hurt more and more. I thought I had a disease that I would never wake up. I was absolutely terrified. I thought it was the end. After what seemed like an eternity, I was finally able to move, and when I did, I found myself sweating and my heart beating a mile a minute. I couldn't go back to sleep that night. The weirdest thing was that after that first experience, the paralysis became a nightly routine. Every time I fell asleep, I woke up immobilized, unable to do anything. But the worst was yet to come. each time I became trapped in my own body, something else was present in those dreams. Something else was there, lurking. It wasn't people, demons, or ghosts. They were ticks. Ticks began to appear in my dreams. At first, there weren't many of them. They were small, scattered all over my body, and they didn't seem to hurt me. But the feeling of disgust and repulsion were unbearable. I couldn't get them off me, nor could I move to crush them. They were everywhere, as if my skin was their home. Worst of all was when I woke up. Sweat soaked my forehead, and although there was no trace of those ticks on my body, the sensation persisted. I would wake up feeling a constant tingling, as if they were still there, crawling on my skin. I tried to ignore it at first. I convinced myself that they were just dreams, a product of fatigue or stress. But every night, the dreams came back, and they got worse and worse. By the third night, the ticks were no longer just small. Some were huge, the size of my head. They walked along the walls of my room, slowly approaching. I couldn't move, I just watched as they crawled toward me, their hairy legs and swollen bodies glistening in the dim light of the room. I could hear their paws clawing at the wall, each step closer. I would wake up with my heart racing, but the feeling of being watched would not go away. During the day, I began to feel weaker and weaker. My whole body ached, and although I tried to ignore it, the fatigue was unbearable. The fifth night was different. Everything started as usual, the paralysis, the ticks moving across my skin, but this time, one of the bigger ones came closer than usual. I watched it crawl up my leg, and although my mind screamed, my body couldn't react. The tick went all the way up to my knee, and then it bit me. The pain was excruciating. I felt its mouth dig into my flesh, sucking my blood. It was such a vivid sensation, so real, that for a moment I thought I wasn't dreaming. I tried to move, but it was useless. I was trapped, watching that thing grow bigger and bigger as it drank my blood. When I finally woke up, my leg was numb. I tried to move it, but the pain was still there, even though there was no visible wound. The next day, I got up to go to school, but I could barely walk. I felt feverish, my body was heavy, and my leg was still not responding well. My parents noticed my condition and decided to take me to the hospital. I was so weak that I didn't even resist. At the hospital, the doctors checked me but found nothing out of the ordinary. They told me that maybe it was an infection or an allergic reaction. They ran tests and put me on saline, but nothing was getting better. The worst was when they took me to a room to rest. There, in that hospital bed, I started to see them again. Ticks were in the hospital. They were walking the floor, climbing the walls, and some were crawling on the sheets. I could see them, but no one else seemed to notice them. I tried to warn the doctors, but my voice wouldn't come out. It was as if I was stuck in a state somewhere between sleep and wakefulness. The doctor said that my condition was getting worse and that my fever kept rising, but they didn't know the cause. I knew what was happening. The ticks were killing me, little by little, sucking the life out of me. I wanted to scream, I wanted to move, but I was completely hopeless. Sometimes a nurse would come in to check my temperature or adjust the wires on my monitor. Every time she did, I tried to move, to make her understand that something was wrong, but it was no use. Everything was getting blurrier and blurrier, as if the real world was fading away and only those disgusting creatures remained in my vision. At some point, I lost track of time. I didn't know if it had been hours or days. I only felt the pain, the fever, and the ticks that kept sucking my blood. I didn't even sleep anymore, but I didn't need to sleep. I saw them in real life. The nurse told me I was hallucinating, but they were real. The worst part was that I was a kid, but not stupid. They thought I was out of my mind, but no, I understood perfectly well what the doctors and nurses were saying. I was going to die. They had no idea what was wrong with me, only that I was getting worse. One night, as a nurse was combing my hair to try to get me to relax, she noticed something strange in my head. I felt her hand stop, and after a few seconds of awkward silence, I heard her call one of the doctors. They began to examine me more closely. I was in a lot of pain. I didn't know what was in my head. What the nurse had found was a tick embedded in my scalp. The doctor, with a pair of tweezers, removed the tick very carefully. I felt instant relief. It hurt like hell, but I can't tell you the sense of relief I felt. It was as if I was being injected with something up to that point, and at that moment, it was over. After the tick was removed, my condition began to improve. I didn't see any more ticks around the hospital. The fever went down, and for the first time in weeks, I was able to sleep without interruption. At that point, it became clear what had happened to me. At some point, a tick had embedded itself in my skin and had made its way into my head. Here in Sydney, there are dangerous ticks that over the days of being exposed to their saliva can weaken you to death, and that is what happened to me. Only the nurse saved my life at the most decisive point. From that day on, I am paranoid. I am afraid to go on the ground, I'm afraid to pet our dog too much, and I'm always touching my hair or my legs looking for ticks. That little bug not only almost killed me, but traumatized me forever. My name is Lauren, and I don't know if what I'm about to tell you makes any sense to you, but I need to get it off my chest. I recently had an accident that almost killed me. It happened at night, on a highway, as I was returning from a meeting I shouldn't have taken. Work was consuming me, and exhaustion was clouding my senses. I remember the road seemed like an endless tunnel, with the lights of oncoming cars passing by like blurry blobs. The last thing I saw before I lost was a light, and then, the impact. My car spun around several times. It all happened so fast that I didn't even have time to scream. My mind switched off at some point, but the pain was etched in my body, as if even unconscious I could feel every blow. I woke up in the hospital, dazed, with tubes in my nose and pain coursing through every part of my body. I was told I was lucky, that if the impact had been just a little harder, I wouldn't be here to tell my story. After a few weeks of recovery, I was able to return home. My body was battered, but what terrified me was not the physical pain, but the nights. I started having trouble sleeping. At first, I thought it was normal, after effects of the accident, but then the paralysis started. I would wake up in the middle of the night, unable to move. My mind was lucid, but my body felt trapped as if I was being crushed by an invisible force. The first time it happened, I tried to calm myself, to rationalize what was happening. I had read about sleep paralysis, so I repeated to myself that it was nothing to worry about. But then, I began to see them. At first, they were just blurry figures at the foot of my bed, silhouettes I could barely make out. They looked like people, but I didn't know any of them. They were just there, staring at me, motionless. With each passing night, those figures became sharper, more real. I could see their faces, every detail of their expressions. The worst part was the feeling that they wanted something from me, though I didn't know what. I couldn't speak, I couldn't scream, I could only watch as they slowly approached. But hell, they were trying. They just weren't fast enough. They never came close to touch me, but the anxiety was tearing me up inside. I began to avoid sleep, to dread it. How normal is it to always see the same faces? Isn't that only supposed to happen with people I know? Every night, I thought about it in terror. I couldn't go on like this. After several sleepless nights, my body started to collapse. The lack of rest was affecting me, and I started having problems at work. Everything was bothering me. My nerves were shot. I knew I needed to sleep, but every time I closed my eyes, those people would appear. The panic would paralyze me. One night, I decided enough was enough. I had to sleep. I took a couple of pills to force myself to rest. It was the worst decision I could ever make. That night, I saw them more clearly than ever. There were at least six of them, each one more terrifying than the next. Pale faces, deformed bodies, missing limbs, they were slowly approaching me, and for some reason, I knew this time I wasn't going to wake up. I was trapped. Panic was rising in my throat, but I couldn't move. I couldn't scream. Something inside me told me that if they touched me, it would be the end. I felt their presence taking over the space, filling every corner with a sense of death. They were getting closer and closer, and my body still didn't respond. I tried to concentrate, to force myself to wake up, but it wasn't working. It was as if my body was completely disconnected from my mind. Just as one of the figures stretched his hand toward my face, I woke up suddenly, breaking out in a cold sweat, panting. The room was quiet, but something wasn't right. The figures had not disappeared. They were still there, surrounding me, staring at me. It wasn't a dream. It wasn't a hallucination. They were real as the pain in my chest from the panic I felt. I jumped out of bed without thinking. My body, finally free from lethargy, moved out of sheer desperation. I ran to the door, but when I opened it, one of those people was already there, blocking my exit. I shouted, but there was no answer. No one would listen to me. I was trapped with them. With no other choice, I ran to the window. Adrenaline was pushing me to do whatever it took to escape. It didn't matter if I died in the process. I just wanted to get away from those things. They kept moving forward, slowly, but without stopping. There was no way out. I climbed into the window frame and, without a second thought, jumped out. For a second, I thought I had made the right decision. But then my body lost its balance and the sensation of free fall enveloped me. I didn't manage to turn in time, and the ground came closer and closer, faster and faster. The last thing I felt was the brutal impact of my head hitting the asphalt. When I opened my eyes, I was in an ambulance. Two paramedics surrounded me, and one of them was holding the electrodes of a defibrillator. My senses were dulled, but I could hear their conversation. One of them said with relief, "He's back." The other gently soothed me, telling me that everything was fine, that I had been in an accident. I looked at my body and felt the pain immediately. I was cut and bruised as if the accident had torn me completely. I asked the ambulance man how I had hurt my body so badly just from a fall, and they looked at each other strangely. "Miss, do you have any memory of what happened to you?" "Yes, I was in my house and I fell. I'm sorry, I fell out the window. I tried to fall well, but my body turned around and I fell with my neck." "You're a little confused. It's normal after an accident. You were in a traffic accident on a highway. We're taking you to the hospital." "What? What do you mean? The accident on the freeway was a while ago now." "We're not aware that you've had an accident recently, but you've had one now on the freeway. You were dead for a few seconds. We just resuscitated you. It's a miracle you are alive." It was at that moment that I understood everything. Yes, I had sleep paralysis, but it wasn't in my house. Everything I went through after the accident, I didn't go through it. That night in the hospital, while watching the news, I saw the list of the fatalities from the accident. My heart stopped. All the faces that appeared on the screen were the same ones I had seen in my dreams. Every one of those people had died in the accident in which I almost lost my life. The most disturbing thing was that I had not seen any of those people in life, not inside the closed cars, not in the accident. I can't stop thinking about what I experienced that night. All those people, had they come looking for me? Did all the people who died in the accident want to take me with them? As the doctor said, I was dead for a few seconds, and it's a miracle I'm still alive after that. I never had sleep paralysis again after that day, but there is not a day that goes by that I think those people might come back. What do I do if this happens? Do I throw myself out of a window again? Do I run? How do I escape from something that is no longer alive and haunts me when I sleep?